Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, what's going on? And welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor with Rich. Today, we have a fun episode. It's going to be fun for me, so I'm sure it's going to be fun for you as well. We're going to be talking about content marketing hacks for new content creators and even new entrepreneurs as well. Let's get that banner up here real quick. So when you're just starting out as a content creator, you're just starting out as an entrepreneur, maybe you're a coach, you're a speaker, whatever, okay? You have a message that you want to share. You're loving the fact that you're creating this great content. You're sharing it with the people in your social media sphere, your audience, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, whatever, right? You're sharing all this content. And then eventually you get to that point where like, wow, I'm creating a lot of content and I'm doing a whole lot of work. So today I'm going to give you some cool content marketing hacks to help you work smarter, not harder. So let's get this out of here real quick. And as a reminder, we are broadcasting live on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, a couple different spots on Facebook. And as always, we're going to go a little bit longer for a Q&A at the end. So if you're listening to the audio podcast later on in the future, just know there's more bonus footage and you can access that by subscribing on YouTube. You can also access it by joining our free private community on Facebook. Just go into Facebook and look for 10 Minute Mentor podcast community. You can also find us, find the link to the group by going to my website, richperry.com. So let's get into it real quick. Content marketing hacks for new creators and entrepreneurs. All right. So the first tip that I'm going to give you is what I call building up. Okay. No matter what platform you're on, whether it's Facebook, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, you're putting out this content. Okay. So the first thing that you want to do is start gathering all the content you're putting out there. And I'm going to tend to believe that you know what it is that you're talking about. You have a niche audience that you're trying to reach. You have a clear message that you're trying to deliver. So you're going to be able to gather these bits of content right here. And oh yeah, this all this stuff right here, this goes together. And all this stuff over here, yeah, all this, these topics are related. So these things go together. And then over here, yeah, these topics go together, right? So you're going to start clustering all of these pieces of content together, these smaller forms of content, and you're going to build up into bigger forms of content. Well, what do I mean? Well, when you're making posts on, say, Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram, you put a good amount of copy in the body of the message. So you're going to take all that copy, combine it, and then make a longer form piece of content, just like a long form blog post. Okay. You can put these long form blog posts on your own blog. You can put them on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn has a feature where you can actually host your blog through LinkedIn. Say maybe you don't have a website yet. You can also pitch those longer form pieces of content to like online digital publications. Okay. So you're gathering these smaller forms of content and you're going to combine them, relevant, obviously, and then combine them to create longer pieces of content. Okay. So that's building up. Now we're going to reverse that strategy, number two, and you're going to break it down. So let's say you're a blogger and you have these long form pieces of content. So what you want to do is you want to start breaking it down. Hey, maybe I'm going to take this one paragraph from this long blog article, and that's going to be one post. And then the next day, you're going to put out the next paragraph, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever. Okay. So you're going to take this paragraph, then you're going to take the next paragraph, put that out the next day. Maybe you're going to take the next idea and publish that the third day and then the fourth day. Okay. So you're breaking down long forms of content, long blog posts, and distributing that over a series of days. Okay. So you're breaking it down. Number three, and this one is for my podcasters that are checking out right now. So if you're a podcaster, you love the spoken word, the audio word, right? Maybe you're an auditory person, or maybe you want to relate to an audience that are auditory learners. So the one thing that you can do is take that audio, get the transcription of it, and then put it out as a written form. So you might have a 10-minute podcast like 10-Minute Mentor. You might have a 20-minute podcast. You might have a 30, 40-minute podcast. Whatever length your podcast is, you have a long transcription. There's a long dialogue of rich content that needs to be shared. And audio is just one way of sharing and distributing that information. So what you want to do, like I said, get the transcription of it and then send it out, publish it as a blog post. That's number three. Number four, very similar to that, but rather than catering to those people that enjoy the written word, okay, reading it, you've got your podcast, your audio file, and then you're going to make a video out of it, okay? Excuse me. And what you could do is maybe make a PowerPoint slide, or maybe if you're a Mac user, maybe you use Keynote, okay? Put some cool visuals on there, some cool slides with the content, the information that the people are hearing, but you're also going to put it in the visual form right in front of them. Okay. So you can use these slides, you can use these videos, these presentations, and you can upload them to places like YouTube. You can also upload them onto your website as well. Okay. So you're taking one piece of content and repurposing it into a different form of content. You're appealing to, you're catering to, you're reaching out to a different audience segment that learns and digests content in a different way. Another thing that you can do is, since we're on blog posts, you can take these blog posts that you have. Maybe you've got 5 really good ones, or 10 really good ones, or 15 really good ones. Why not create an ebook out of those blog posts? That's right. Why sit down and write a book or rewrite the information? You've already sat down, you already wrote it in your blog posts. So just compile all that information. Obviously, you're going to do a little work to tweak it. You might have to add some things. You might have to put some segues in, or, you know, chapter breaks, section breaks, things like that. But you've got all the content right there. Why not take those blog posts and then put it out there as an ebook? And this could be like a lead generation tool, like a free download on your website, or you can go the extra mile and get it up on places like Amazon and sell it, make some money, put some money in your pocket. All right. So those are 5 ways that you can repurpose the content that you're putting out there so that you can work smarter, not harder. Now, I do have a few more, and this is 10-Minute Mentor, not 20-Minute Mentor. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the other ideas that I have, and then next week, we're going to go back in and I'm going to give out the rest of the ideas. All right. So if you're checking in right now, whether it's the live stream or the audio podcast, tune in next week and I'm going to give you even more ideas to repurpose the content and give you some more content marketing hacks. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in. Stick around. We're going to do a quick little Q&A after this is over. Remember to like this, share it, subscribe on whatever platform you enjoy receiving your content, whether it's audio streaming, if it's video, then subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you also join our Facebook group, 10 Minute Mentor Podcast Community. And if you need more coaching tips or you have a question, feel free to reach out to me on any of the social channels, and also go to my website, check out some great content that I have there, richperry.com. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned. If you're checking out the live stream, then stick around. We're going to do a quick little Q&A. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.